As you may recall, Mojo was asked by an old friend, Simon Gray, to investigate why everyone who plays Witch Number 3 in his production of The Scottish Play keeps disappearing. When one of the actresses playing that witch disappeared before his eyes, Mojo brought in little Frida to help. When word got out that the witches were disappearing, no one would play Witch Number 3. Well, no one except little Frida. It was opening night in the theater. All appeared to be going smoothly, more or less, until they reached Act 4, Scene 1. As little Frida was delivering her lines, she vanished. The critics in the audience, who were gleefully preparing to rip the production to shreds, crowning little Frida as the worst witch in the world, which is saying something given the long history of that Scottish play, were stunned by little Frida's disappearance, pigtails first, and finishing with her little feet being drawn up into the air. In fact, the only thing left were the witch's shoes, which were way too big for her. They came twirling back down, thumping onto the stage. By the way, those shoes today, worth a lot.
Macbeth is being talked about and written about all over town, including the strange disappearance of all the other witches. But it's little Frida's spectacular vanishing that has sparked this media feeding frenzy. Even the evangelicals have leaped into the fray, some believing this is a sign that Armageddon season has officially opened. Hallelujahs are spilling out of every right-wing religious media outlet. Is this the beginning of the end times? Perhaps not. There is now an extreme right-wing backlash condemning the vanishing as a false rapture, a disrapture, and a disruptor, even an act of Satan, since it was a witch of all things that was the first to ascend into heaven. Actually, the second. The first was a long time ago, and it didn't happen on a stage way, way, way off Broadway.
Well, Simon Gray is thrilled by all this attention, their photo ops, and endless calls for interviews.
They say there's a curse connected to Macbeth.
Yes, it's well known in the theater. It's believed that William Shakespeare actually used authentic spells and incantations for the witches.
But did you really believe in this curse before you began the play?
Terry, I took it into consideration. Any responsible director would. I knew I had to take all the precautions possible, of course.
Let me ask you a personal question, Simon. Do you believe in the rapture?
Let me answer this question in this way. If 36% of the American public believes in the rapture, and many of those God-fearing people are now filling my theater every night, including matinees, well, what is there not to believe?
Thank you, Simon Gray.
You're welcome, Terry.
You can see this extraordinary and certainly controversial production of William Shakespeare's Macbeth at the...
Nice going, Simon. But where are you, little Frida? Man, you did it in style this time.
Meanwhile, in a totally other dimension known as the Realm of the Muse, little Frida, who always lands on her feet, is amazed to see...
Ophelia? That really Ophelia? I think that's Stanley Kowalski. That's Stella over there, and I think that's Hamlet, and...
And on and on it goes. And fictional characters lounging about, looking bored, looking aloof, looking surly, looking expectant, or just not looking at all. This is hardly what little Frida would have expected. She stands there amazed and stupefied. Well, stupefied for about 30 seconds, because...
Aha! You! You are a disaster. You are the worst actress who has ever played me in all the 400 years of my life.
Who, me?
You. You little piglet. I'm going to roast you and toast you and toss you to the ravens. Prepare to die.
Maybe we could, you know, just...
Hey, what's with the lightning crap?
Shut up, Stanley. I'm going to toast this little weenie.
Hey, Tux, cannon, all right?
You know, Stanley has a point here.
Why aren't you dead?
I don't think your magic is working.
Rats! And I mean that literally.
Maybe we could talk about it?
Nothing works anymore.
I know what you mean.
No, you don't.
Try me.
All right. I give up. Fictional characters can't kill anything anymore.
Is that a problem?
What are you? Some kind of a pacifist?
Well...
And what's with your eyes?
How come you can see?
Well...
Humans aren't supposed to be able to see in this realm.
No.
What are you?
Not exactly, totally, you know, human.
Oh, that's just great. I brought an alien into the sacred realm of the muse. Oh, quite amusing. It's gonna take endless incantations to clear the books on this one.
Is that where I am? The realm of the muse?
What? Yes, that's where you are.